All right, let's go to Gail Trotter, political analyst, commentator, and attorney on Jerry Boykin, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who's been a guest on this program before, in Hampton, Sydney. What an embarrassment. Gail Trotter, welcome back to The Shilling Show.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, would you tell us about General Boykin's relationship with Hampton, Sydney, because this whole story is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that General Jerry Boykin is a true American hero and patriot. He was one of the founding members of one of the most elite fighting forces in the entire world, the Delta Force. He ended up rising up through the ranks and being the commander of it, and he has a long and distinguished and very courageous career in our United States military. Now, you would think that any college would be just gratified to have someone of that stature and courage come and speak with the college students who are trying to figure out their place in the world and how to make a difference, to come and teach a class. And that's exactly what General Boykin did. He went down to Hampton, Sydney, even though he lives up here in the D.C. area, and he, for 9 years, taught classes to Hampton, Sydney students. And the students were really amazed at the experiences. I mean, you've got a guy who can really tell actual war stories, and that's not something we hear very often on college campuses anymore. And General Boykin is also a member of the Family Research Council, which speaks out on family issues in policy matters across the country. And he was giving a speech and made a funny joke for his audience about this huge topic now that we have, transgenders and bathrooms. And he made a comment that he said, the first man who goes into the restroom with my daughter will not have to worry about surgery.
Good for him.
And the audience loved it.
Of course.
You're thinking about all these American mothers and fathers thinking about their little five-year-old daughters being in bathrooms and perhaps becoming their safety and their privacy being violated, not by transgenders, but by people who would take advantage of their access to these very intimate and private spaces and use it for ill purpose.
Well, so it's already happening. This is not theoretical. That's already happening.
Yeah, and so activists found out about this, found out he was teaching a class at Hampton, Sydney, and decided to try and intimidate the college into firing him. Now, he's a visiting professor, so he's not a tenured professor, and that's the place that a lot of conservatives find themselves on college campuses now. It's very difficult for a conservative to rise up through the tenure process, but General Boykin had a long career, so he wasn't trying to be a tenured professor. But the college took the quite outrageous action of not extending his contract for next year.
Well, I guess no good deed goes unpunished. They must have received some pressure and bowed to it immediately, as seems to be happening these days all over America at universities and colleges. Is that what happened?
Right. That's exactly right. And we saw this another place in our esteemed Old Dominion in Virginia Tech at that college campus earlier this spring. A very famous and esteemed Wall Street Journal writer, Jason Riley, had been asked to come and give a prestigious lecture at Virginia Tech. Here's an African American who is so brilliant. I don't know if you've read any of his columns, but he is so smart. He's an author of books, and he's a great speaker for kids who want to aspire to what, you know, their dreams are coming from difficult backgrounds. They had invited him to come and speak at Virginia Tech, and then there was consternation about it. So he was disinvited from Virginia Tech to go give this lecture. It's the same thing that happened with General Boykin. Conservative voices are being shut out from college campuses around the country.
Well, Gail Trotter, this also reminds me of the George Mason University fiasco, trying to rename the school for Antonin Scalia, and you had these useful idiot Democrats who said, well, we don't want people who think like he does. He's a strict constructionist. He follows the Constitution. They really reveal their agenda in all of these places, don't they?
Yes, that is a great example. And think of who George Mason University is named after. It's in the very name of the university, one of our founding fathers, one of the brave patriots. And they're saying that the law school should not be named after someone who took the work of the founding fathers so seriously that he dedicated his life at great personal sacrifice to uphold the Constitution, to make unpopular arguments, to be out there and be a voice of reason in a very elitist society of 9 unelected, unaccountable judges who have the luxury of not caring about our Bill of Rights as much as the founders who fought for those very, very important individual rights knew from personal experience how valuable they were. So that is a great counterexample.
Gail, we've got just about a minute left. So is this done essentially at Hampton Cindy? Are they going to leave this alone, or are these activists going to come back and put more pressure on?
Well, I'm so excited to report that after a groundswell of support for General Boykin, even from people who don't necessarily agree with his views, but understand that the purpose of the university is for academic freedom and a marketplace of ideas, his contract was extended. But I tell you, this is not done. You're going to see this carried out time and time again on college campuses across the country.
Gail Trotter, where can we visit you online?
I am on Twitter at my name, G-A-Y-L-E, Trotter, and you can visit my website, GailTrotter.com.
It's always good to talk with you. Let's try not to wait 4 years between conversations next time, Gail.
That sounds great. Wonderful to be with you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Shilling Show.